Hello and welcome to the Self-Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a psychotherapist, life coach, yoga and meditation teacher, and I am here to help share my wisdom of all things self-love, why you might not have it, how you can get more of it, and also mine and my clients' journeys with exploring the same. In today's podcast, I am going to be talking about intuition. I'm not going to lie to you, I've pressed record on this several times because every time I've spoken about it, I've ended up going on a path that even makes me feel confused. So I'm going to try and simplify it as best I can. Intuition, the definition, is the ability to understand something instinctively without the need for conscious reasoning. It's a feeling, it's a sense, it's not stepping out into the road even though it looks clear because you feel like you shouldn't, right? It's a sense, it's a knowing. But when it's a knowing, that means you trust it, that means there's faith there. We have come to not trust ourselves. We've come to not trust those little nudges that we give to ourselves. I work with clients all of the time and have been all year, even though I've got another job. We always go into self-trust because when you don't trust yourself, you outsource that trust to external things and your conscious mind. And your conscious mind lies to you all the time to align to your subconscious belief system. And that also connects in to intuition. So I'm going to try my best to do a whistle-stop tour of this in a way that's really digestible and hopefully you can resonate with. So I just gave you the example of intuition is an inner knowing. It's an inner trust of not to do something without any reasoning. So let's say you're going to cross a road and you've looked and it's clear, but your intuition is saying, stay here, don't cross. Because somewhere, some energy is happening and you then become aligned to that energy and you know it's not safe. Our intuition generally aligns to love or fear. Is it safe or is it not safe, right? That's essentially what love and fear is. Safety, non-safety. This also connects into our nervous system, okay? It's our inner emotion that drives our behaviors. We have a conscious mind. So we have this mind, sometimes called the ego mind, but the conscious mind is, what is the evidence that I have here and where is that going to take me? If I behave in this way, where is that taking me? Our subconscious beliefs shape what thoughts we take in and we don't take in. So I've spoken about this before. We have something called, ready, a conscious critical faculty. It is like a gatekeeper to the subconscious mind. So anything we do consciously will get past the gates or will not get past the gates into the subconscious. So if the subconscious, let's say, feels that you are not worthy of unconditional love because you've never had unconditional love, let's say your subconscious says, I'm not worthy of unconditional love. So when someone presents unconditional love to you, you can't connect with it because your subconscious is saying no. Your subconscious says, no, this is not what you're worth. So this is when your subconscious and your conscious speak to your emotions and your emotions drive your behavior, which means that you might push people away who are displaying behaviors of value and worth towards you. You also might therefore be subconsciously attracted to people that show you conditional love because that's what you're used to. At these points, your intuition is not really online, because this is coming from your conscious mind, right? Because your conscious mind is saying, oh, this guy's boring. Oh, this guy or girl is not for you. You can't go out with this man. He is too rich. You can't go out with this girl. She's too caring. Whatever it may be. So you consciously then change your behavior. You don't go on the date. You say that he's boring. You say that she's not for you, that she's clingy. And I'm not using male or female stereotypes there. It's just a lot of what we hear. So consciously then you move away from something. But let's remember, intuition is an inner knowing. The only way we can get to that inner knowing is to break down the beliefs and create some silence around ourselves so that we can tune in. Does this feel right? Does this not feel right? But I truly believe that unless we work on the belief system that's underpinning everything we do, that our intuition is always going to get confused with our nervous system response. I have been in relationships where I've been shown unconditional love and I have pushed that away. I've also been in a relationship with somebody who has a narcissistic personality disorder, and that is very different to someone having narcissistic qualities. What we know as a narcissist, I'm putting it in inverted commas there, on the internet, it's not actually somebody with a narcissistic personality disorder. They're two very different things and they're categorized very differently. So I was with somebody with a narcissistic personality disorder. Now, he did all the things that narcissists do, the love bombing, the matching my energy, the all of that. But when I met him, I was coming from a place of lack, and he was giving me the belief that I needed in myself because that was his purpose. So he saw the chink in my armor and he knew how to get in there, because that's what narcissists do, right? They're very good at reading people. So when we don't trust ourselves, when we don't believe in ourselves, we outsource it. So when we outsource it, our intuition goes out of the window. We don't listen to the nudges because we're like, yeah, but although this and this and this doesn't add up about what this guy's telling me, showing me love, he's showing me everything I ever wanted. That's where we get this confusion and this battle. I've learned to listen to my intuition, but very much so, a lot of this year it went offline. And last year, spectacularly offline, but it needed to. And here's why. My intuition, I've spoken about this before, has guided me to some incredible places. But what I noticed was my pattern. And although the pattern has changed over years, all it was my self-worth limit. My self-worth belief had like a ceiling. And that ceiling has gradually got higher the more work I've done. So as an example, I left my job in 2018, corporate job, well paid. And I left it to pursue wellness, yoga, and eventually coaching and meditation. When I did that, everything felt good, but I still had a lot of work to do over my fear of survival. That overtook my business when the pandemic hit, because I lost everything overnight. I was living alone. Nobody was in a position to help me, so I had to help myself. But I was backed into such a lack corner that I was bang in survival mode. I had some very rocky roads through the pandemic, but it took me to a deeper place. It took me to a place of knowing what I can do, knowing that I can generate income when I need to. And I am very creative and I do have this fighting spirit. But what I noticed recently was this dip that I always go into to come out the other end. And what my self-worth belief was telling me was deeper than the intuition. I might have the intuitive pull and that's brilliant and I'll pursue it, but my belief systems kept dragging me to a place where it thought I belonged. We have this all the time. And moving away from intuition, let's speak about the conscious mind versus the subconscious. You'll start something new in January, let's say, and you'll do it, and you'll do it for 3 months, and then before you know it, you're back to old patterns, old behaviours. Because for a while, you're listening to your conscious mind, but your belief system eventually shouts louder than your conscious mind does. And you pull back towards the old behaviour because it goes back towards the old belief. So for example, you go to the gym, you want to go get fit. And for a while, you can do it. For a while, you go 5 times a week. For a while, it feels good. But the intention there is often fear-based. The feel of it doesn't feel right. You feel out of place. You don't really enjoy it, maybe. Something doesn't connect you to this new version of you, because the old belief is still very much present. Because what we don't do is look at the evidence of what you're trying to become versus what you're trying to move away from. So the gateway to the subconscious closes, and eventually those conscious thoughts don't get in, and you stop the behavior that's going to lead you to where you want to be. Conscious versus subconscious. Again, it's about what the conscious mind is saying versus what the subconscious mind is saying. Now, if you switch that and worked on your subconscious beliefs to feed your conscious, and you started to trust yourself, and you started to trust the journey and not focus on the outcome and start to focus on the journey instead, where is this leading me? Everything starts to change. Now, it's quite a difficult thing for most people to comprehend. Well, how, you know, would a January kind of new goal, how does that link to intuition? But it absolutely does, because your intuition guides you to where you need to go for the next level of your journey in life. So if your intuition is telling you that gym class is not for you, you're not going to enjoy it, it's not your thing, there might be some truth in that. But your conscious mind might be saying that that's the only route. It's the only route that's going to take you to where you need to go. Now, we all know that that is not true. So when you tap into, okay, I've got a goal next year and I want to get fitter, most people will say something along the line of, I need to lose weight. Now, nobody needs to lose weight unless there is a health problem connected to the amount of body fat you're carrying. Most people will say they need to lose weight from a self-worth perspective. And then what you're doing is you're putting everything outside of you because you don't trust that who you are and how you look right now is enough. Moves away from self-trust, right? So what you do is you go, if I look like this, my self-worth will grow, my confidence will grow, then I will manifest the new partner, I will manifest the job that I want because I'll have this new self-confidence. And you pin all of that onto the magical button of weight loss. Weight loss isn't inherently a bad intention to have. Feeling good about yourself isn't a bad intention to have, but it's where it comes from, right? So let's say you've got that intention and you are then in this mindset of, I've got to do this because I've got to do this because it's going to equal this. It's quite conditional, right? It's conditional love for yourself. Eventually, that self-worth belief that you have, because you'll be carrying that around with you everywhere you go, is going to point you to a piece of evidence that that isn't right for you. You go too hard, you go too soon, you get drawn into things you don't like. So how would you use your intuition in that? Well, if if you've got a goal that you want to feel fitter and healthier, that's the first thing. The first thing is you change the outcome goal and you look at the intention. I want to get fitter, healthier, stronger. And then whatever happens beyond that, great. I want to get fitter, healthier, stronger. Great. Amazing. Then you tap into what feels right for me to get me there. Because actually that could be walking. It could be walking up hills every day. It might be at home workouts. It might be yoga. It might so many different things. But that's how your intuition can be super powerful every single day, because it's not just for those big decisions. It's not just, does this feel right? You can use it when you're dating. You can use it when you have a goal, an aesthetic goal or whatever else it is. You can tap into your intuition for so many things. And when you start to learn to trust yourself, if you then say to yourself, okay, so I'm going to get fitter and healthier in the new year, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to start walking. I'm going to start hill walking every day. And I trust that that is enough for me, regardless of what this coach on Instagram's saying, regardless of people showing me this amazing physique that you can get from this amazing program. That doesn't feel right for me. I'm not going to stick at it. But actually, would I stick at hill walking every day? Yes. You can use your intuition, your trust, your inner guidance in that way. And once you start to trust yourself and you see the evidence and you reap the rewards and you feel fitter, healthier, stronger, you start to climb hills that you've never climbed before. That's when everything starts to change, because you're aligning to trusting yourself and what's right for you. My intuition, I use daily, and I use it for the bigger things in life. I trust it. I trust myself. People questioned when I moved to Manchester, questioned a lot of things, questioned me leaving my job. But this time around, I'm not. This time around, I'm in a place of knowing it's right. Sorry if you can hear the sneezing. It's my cat. Knowing that that's right. Knowing that this feels good for me. Knowing that that little intuitive nudge that said, you need to go and teach at this retreat. You need to go and do this. You need to go and do that. Because it was just guiding me back to where I needed to be. It was guiding me back to this space. But I had to learn to trust myself, and I had to learn to trust my inner voice. I had to learn to trust my intuition. And that's where I've landed, because my intuition took me to some places that I didn't want to be, to get me back to where I needed to be. My intuition knew that if I took this job, it was going to take me away from what I needed, but it was also going to take me back there. It took me to the next level of healing that I needed to do, which was to unlock this element of self-worth limit, right? Coming back to that, because I think I went off on a bit of a tangent. The self-worth limit that I had a ceiling on it. And that doesn't have a ceiling anymore. It's not about me deserving anything or feeling worthy of it. It's just about trusting and knowing that this is the right path for me. And it's about trusting that whatever I put out into this world, whatever I want to do with my business is right. For so many years, I outsourced it to other people because I didn't trust myself. I was seeking coaches that were going to help me with my business. I was seeking people that said like, pay me this much money and I'm going to guide you to, you know, manifesting all this amazing money and clients in your work. And it didn't happen because I didn't believe it. And I didn't actually need those systems. I didn't need those things because they didn't feel right. Which is why I've moved away from doing a lot of the things I was doing before. I'm only going to be teaching yoga face-to-face. I might do some online, I don't know. My intuition's not taking me there, but at some point that might change. But right now, what I know is I'm being drawn to doing face-to-face yoga just a few times a week because I love the environment of it, and my yoga teaching is so different now. Even my yoga teaching is more intuitive now because I didn't trust that for so long. I put all of my trust in the person that taught me, and all that I would hear every time as I stood on the mat was his voice. Now I hear my own, right? When I'm in coaching situations, whatever it is I'm doing, I'm so aligned to where that needs to go because it feels right for me. It didn't feel right for me before, and now it does. If I hadn't have taken this job, if I hadn't have had that intuitive nudge, and it happened so, so quickly, if I hadn't have had that, I wouldn't be in this place now. I've reached some points of burnout this year because I didn't listen to my intuition, but I needed not to listen to it so that I could get to that place and go, why have I burned out again? Why have I gotten to this point of a severe low? Why have I gotten to this point? What is it I'm not learning? And what is it that I need to hear that I'm not listening to? And it was all down to self-trust. It was all down to self-belief, a deeper core version of self-belief. I've loved myself for a long time, but that love is way deeper than it's ever been. And people will tell you this, when you're in a relationship and there's unconditional love and it's a healthy relationship, over years that gets stronger. You become closer. You are more intuitively connected to each other. And that's what happens with the relationship with yourself. You fall in love and then you just fall in love deeper and deeper and deeper. You know, those situations where you've got friends or someone that you know what they're thinking, you know what they're about to say, you can finish off their sentences. It's about connecting with that for you. But that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that everything's going to go the way you want it to. It's just about learning to listen to that inner guidance and trusting yourself. Not going to your conscious mind, not outsourcing that trust to other things and other people. In a nutshell, intuition is that inner guidance that does not need conscious reasoning. It's just a pull, and we get them all the time. We all get nudges. We all get little downloads of, oh, this could be amazing for you. But then we don't listen to it. And we put it to one side because we don't trust it, and we try and find reason and we try and find the evidence that we should do that. Just start listening. Just start listening to those nudges. And even if you do nothing about them, all your intuition is asking you to do is to hear it, hear the options, hear the opportunities, and just take that in. Even if you don't feel you're in a place to act on it, start to listen to where you're being guided. That's the first step. The next step is finding enough courage to actually follow it. And once you find the courage, then you find the trust. Trust does not exist without courage and action. It's that simple. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to be talking to you about courage and action. And I've also got an amazing workshop that I'm doing on New Year's Day, which will be online. And that is going to cover intuition, intention setting, changing belief systems, so that when you have these little ideas about what you want and you connect intuitively to them, it's about changing that belief system so you can achieve that thing that you want, to get that thing that you want. You know, we might call it manifestation, right? You can't get manifestation without belief and action. You can't. So we're very much going to be delving into that, but I'll put links in the show notes when it's ready and available, and then you'll be able to just explore that as and when. So yeah, I don't know if that made any sense, and I'm hoping that it did, and I'm hoping that you now have started to connect with, oh, when has my intuition spoken to me and I've not listened to it? How do I connect? How do I find this silence? When have I acted from a place of fear and thought it was intuition? Have I been not listening to my intuition and my little intuitive pulls and been burning out? I hope it's just sparked a little bit of conversation in your mind. And I know what you will want. You will want the magic sauce. You will want the, how do I get to my intuition? It's there already. Everybody has it. We all have that sixth sense. We all have that third eye. We all have that inner guide. It's just learning how to A, tune into it, and B, trust it, and to know when it's your intuition and not a fear-based response. As it is, I'm going to cover that off a little bit more in the next episode. So I hope that in some way helped with your understanding of intuition. It was definitely helpful for me to just get that out there, because often I really want to say stuff and it takes me ages to articulate it. My mind works in a very like blah, 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 blah way. But out of that, hopefully you can find some nuggets. And out of that, I hope I've inspired you to get quiet, to tune in, to move away from conscious reasoning, and to start working with what is on the inside. Thank you so much for listening. If you could like, subscribe, share, or recommend this podcast, I would be super, super grateful. My aim is to get this podcast out to as many people as possible. So doing any of those things will help me to help as many people as possible. I look forward to seeing you again very, very soon. Bye for now.